Welcome to Gentle Yoga with Jess, brought to you by Edge Movement Arts. We're excited to share your practice with you today. If you'd like to support this podcast, please visit patreon.com/yoga. If you have any comments or questions, email us at edge@edgemovementarts.com. And please give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/edgemovementarts. Have an amazing practice.
Hi, this is Jessica Lindsay with Edge Movement Arts. This gentle yoga class was recorded at our studio location in Beaverton, Oregon on August 5th, 2015. This class focuses on fascial stretching for the low back, hip openers, and the use of pranayama to deepen your meditative state. You will need a block and your yoga mat for this class. Okay, so now just find a comfortable seat, close your eyes. Start to find your breath. And invite your breath to be soft as it comes in through your nose. Now we're going to start breathing out with an ujjayi breath. So you get to play with some fun control of your throat. So your inhale is going to be a soft, relaxed inhale. And then on your exhale, a little bit of constriction in your throat. So you start to hear the exhale resonate out of the body. And if you have to clear your throat, that's okay. So you have that soft breath in. And then exhaling it out. Try to slow down your exhales and try to get all the air out of your lung when you exhale. Should be easier to feel when there's nothing more that you can push out since you're feeling it in your throat. I want you to do one more in the same way that you're doing. And then on your next inhale, I want you to use your ujjayi to constrict the throat as you breathe in as well. And pause at the top of your inhale and then tuck your chin toward your chest and hold. And I want you to hold until you are in a state where you're a little bit uncomfortable. And once you get to that place where there's just that little bit of like energy holding and you're wanting to release it, then let your chin lift and breathe out. And then return back to a couple of normal breaths. So, and see if you can feel the difference between a normal breath, there shouldn't be any constriction in your throat. And if you need to clear your throat, like I do, you can. And then we're going to start practicing soft inhale so the throat stays open when you breathe in. And then on your exhale, constrict your larynx. So you feel that resonation in the throat, like if you wanted to make that sound. Good. And now you're going to count. You're going to do it 5 more times. Making sure that you're feeling that difference between the throat being open on the inhale and the control of the breath out. And then once you have finished your 5 times, so if you're not there yet, that's okay, just keep going. But when you get to your 5th one, on your 6th one, you're going to use your Ujjayi breath to constrict the throat again. And then tuck your chin to your chest and hold. So everyone's in a little bit different place with their breathing, so you can do it when you are ready. When you're holding the breath and you have the chin tucked, again, you want to breathe in so much that you feel a little bit uncomfortable. And you're holding that expansion and you're letting it resonate. It's like when you blow up a balloon and you know you get to that range where it's like, oh, if I blew up any more, that balloon might pop, but I'm just going to hold in that space where I'm super stretched. And then when you feel ready, lift your chin and let the breath out. And you let your breath return back to normal. Very nice. So we're going to do this one more time. If you need to adjust anything in your body, you can. If you need to adjust your legs or change your leg position, wiggle it out. So now the counting, and when you do the holding, is going to be in your own mind. So you're going to do 6 breaths, just like we did before. We did 6 where the throat is open on your inhale, and you do your Ujjayi breath on your exhale. And then on your 7th one, as you breathe in, you constrict your throat as you fill yourself all the way up and hold and tuck your chin. And you're going to hold for as long as you want to. And you can kind of see how long can I hold in that space of full expansion, and then let it out and return to normal breathing. So if you're not already started, you can start. you've finished holding or you're ready to get to that place, you can do your holding. And when you get finished and you've let the breath out, you're just taking some normal breaths. And you're inviting your mind to get sensitive to how this breath practice has affected you. What parts of your body have more energy? Do you feel tingling anywhere? Do you feel heavy in any place? Do you feel lighter in any place in your body? If you have finished, and if you need to finish up, just work on that. But if you have finished, go ahead and round your spine. Let your shoulders round. And then stretch your arms in front of you. Push your palms away. And then take your arms all the way up. Give yourself a big stretch. Look up towards your hands. And let your arms float. All the way down. Take your fingertips to touch the floor on either side, reaching the arms out, elbows straight, then a little neck stretch. So just letting your head go to one side. And bringing it back to center, letting it go to the other side. Bringing it back to center. Do that a couple times on each side. You can have your eyes closed if you'd like. Inviting your breath to help assist in this stretch. Let your chin drop all the way down to your chest. Shake out your head a little bit. And then reach the arms forward again. Push your palms away, round through your ribs. Get nice and tall. Take a breath in. And exhale, take it all the way down. Very good. Extend your right leg out to the side. And you can stay on a block if you want to be on one, or you can come off of it. Just kind of depends on what feels really good for you. So with your right leg out to the side, just take a moment to point and flex your foot a couple of times. And you're wanting it to go as far out to the side as it can go for you. So if it's kind of more in front, see if you can take it a little bit more out to the side. And then take your right hand on the inside of your thigh or your knee. You can kind of decide what feels good. Palm really nice and flat. And then twist a little bit to your left. And just hold there for a moment and see how that twist feels. Do you feel some opening through the left side of your body? Then see if you can have your gaze look up a little bit if it's not already looking up slightly. And then on your next inhale, reach your left arm up, all the way up towards the ceiling. And then on your exhale, you're going to bend your arm that's touching the floor. So bend your right arm a little bit and take a little tiny lean over until you feel a stretch between your hip and your rib on your left side. And then push back into the bottom arm, reach up a little bit taller. Elbow gets straight, and then do that again. Exhale, you're still looking towards the ceiling. It doesn't have to be very far that you go. And one more time, inhale, straighten and reach up towards the ceiling. And then exhale, little bit of a lean over. And then turn your head to look down towards your straight leg, and then round your spine and reach your arm diagonally to the right. Hold for 3, 2, and 1, take your right hand, your left hand forward, your right hand forward, shake out your head, let your hands walk a little bit further forward, give yourself a nice little stretch, and then on your next inhale, start to walk the hands back towards the hips and roll yourself all the way back up, sit up nice and tall, and then push your hands away, round through your spine. Inhale, lift it up, find an arch. And exhale, reach out and wide and all the way down. Good, switch sides. Other leg out. Taking your left hand on the inside of your left leg. And then you're just going to start with a little twist. Elbow stays straight. So you're going to twist towards the windows a little bit. And then see if you can lift your gaze slightly. So just gentle little twist. Big breath in. And breathe it out. Making sure that your spine feels like it's getting nice and long. Then on your next inhale, reaching your right arm up towards the ceiling. See if you can look up at your hand. And then little tiny bit of a lean, and you can adjust your left hand as you need to. Bend your elbow a little bit. Little lean towards the left. Inhale, bring it back up. You sit up nice and tall. And then exhale, little lean to the left. You're looking up towards your hand. One more time. Inhale, up. Exhale, little lean to the left until you feel a stretch in your back or your side body. Then turn your head to look down, gently rotate the head, and then slowly rotate the body, and then reach that right arm even further at that diagonal to the left. Use your other hand on the floor to support you. Shake out your head a little bit. And now taking that right arm down in the center. Taking your left hand to meet your right hand. Shake out your head for a moment. Wiggle out your shoulders. And then see if you can sink a little bit deeper into that forward fold. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Slowly start to walk your hands back towards your pelvis, round your spine. Roll it up nice and tall. Your hands can rest on your legs. And then exhale, push your palms away, take your rib cage back. Inhale, super tall, arch your spine, look up at your hands, and then reach up and out as you slowly take the hands all the way down. Good, switch sides again. We're gonna work on a little bit deeper twist now in the spine. So if you need to adjust anything, you can, or if you need to figure out how you'd like to sit, you can as well. So with your right hand, you're going to grab onto your foot of the leg that's bent, so your left leg, and then your left hand is going to come behind you. So depending on whether or not you're sitting on a block, if you're not sitting on a block, you can probably have the hand flat. If you're sitting on a block, it'll probably be fingertips that are touching the floor. So you're using that little hold on with the leg. Sitting up nice and tall, big breath in, and then exhale, twisting towards that bent knee. So just really nice and tall. And then after you do one twist, you can adjust your back arm a little bit so it can work as a lever to help you twist. Big inhale and exhalation. Another breath in. And breathing it out. See if you can sit up even taller and draw your low belly in. Good. Now twist a little bit deeper for 3, 2, and 1. Slowly unwind your twist. And now we're going to lean diagonally towards our straight leg, so towards our right leg. Take your right hand to the outside of your leg. Take your left hand on the inside, and you want to put some pressure into your hands and then twist yourself a little bit. So if you start out with the elbows bent and then inhale and straighten your arms, it'll help you twist a little bit towards that left leg. And you're trying to think of, can I get my heart and the center of my chest to point down the center of my knee all the way to my foot? And then if you need to come out of it, you can bend the elbows again, unwind, and then straighten the elbows and twist. Do that again. Unwind, take a big breath in. Exhale, straighten the arms and twist. Good, holding for 3, 2, and 1. Now see if you can walk your hands a little bit forward. So maybe they're more in alignment with your knee or maybe you can reach them all the way to your calf on either side. And we're in a pretty big twist here, so you don't have to worry about if you can get yourself really far into a forward fold. You're just kind of reaching forward, opening up the space between the back of the hip and those back ribs. Drop your chin down and then walk your hands back towards your pelvis. Unwind that twist. Sit yourself up nice and tall. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Good. Another inhale. Push your hands forward. Exhale. Inhale. Super tall. And float it up and out and down. Breathe it out. Good. Second side. So you'll be twisting back the direction that we were just at since we've changed the knee that's bent, trying to get your left leg out to the side as much as you can, and you can wiggle out your foot and your toes if it's getting tight there. So now your left hand is holding onto your foot, or it can hold onto your heel. You're just trying to figure out a way that you can hold onto it. And then your right hand's coming behind, either flat palm or on the fingertips. Sitting up nice and tall, lengthen through the back of your neck, crown of head reaches up, and then exhale, little bit of a twist, looking towards those windows. So we already did the kind of rounded twist, so now you get to do a nice straight spine twist. So as you're doing this twist, you want to protect the low back by drawing the belly in on your exhales before you twist. Using your inhale to get the spine really nice and tall. And then you can adjust that back arm that's behind you. You can move it a little bit further behind. Use it as a lever to help twist the spine. One more inhale. And exhalation. See if you can let that spiral go all the way up to the head, turning. And then slowly unwind that twist. Let your body just unwind it naturally. It'll just want to unwind it for you. Good. And now we're going to switch. So you're trying to line up the center of your chest so that it can start to point down towards your knee or towards your toes. So left hand is on the outside. Right hand is on the inside. You're going to lean a little bit forward. And it doesn't have to be so much of a lean that you're really feeling a stretch through the back of the leg. Just a little bit of a lean. Take your inhale and bend your elbows so you lean forward a little bit more. And then on your exhale, push into your arms and let the push into your arms twist you. And then inhale, you unwind your twist. You look more towards the front. And then exhale, you extend the spine, push into the hands, and twist across the leg. One more time. Bending, inhale. And exhale, twist the spine more and hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now start to walk the hands forward on either side of your straight leg. So you're just changing a little bit. You start to let your upper body round, start to let your head drop down. You can choose how far you want to reach. These are pretty deep stretches that we're getting into the low back and mid back. So be gentle with yourself. We're really stretching a lot of fascia there that gets stuck. Let your head wiggle out a little bit. Big breath in. See if you can let your heart release down towards the floor. And then on your next inhale, walking your hands back towards your hips, sitting up nice and tall. And then slowly unwind your twist. Give yourself the time for your low back to figure out what's going on. It's like, whoa, buddy. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Good. Big breath in. Push your hands forward, breathe it out, stretch through your spine, inhale up nice and tall, and then reach the fingers out and take it all the way down as you breathe out. Very good. Go ahead and take the legs in front now. You can kind of wiggle them out. Wiggle them in the hip sockets. You can wiggle your ankles, your toes if you'd like. And it's up to you whether you want to stay on your block or you want to come off. Just kind of depends on how easy it is to sit upright. Sitting on the block can make it a little bit easier if you need that. And so now we're just going to work in staff pose. So staff pose is just sitting, trying to be at a 90 degree angle from the legs up through the torso. So though that seems like it would be easy, it's not very easy to hold the spine in this position. So you can either have your hands resting on your thighs, or if you don't have a block underneath you, your hands can be on the floor. We just probably can't reach if you're on a block or some sort of prop. And then letting your spine get nice and tall. So we stretched out the low back, and now we're asking it to find strength. Finding your breath. Your eyes can close if you'd like, or if they're staying open, just a really soft gaze. And we're trying to get rid of a little bit of the curvature in our spine, especially in our upper back when we're sitting in staff pose. So how can you make your upper back more straight? Can you lengthen through your neck even more? Everything getting really long. And so use your breath on your inhalation. You're focusing on that length, on really reaching upwards. And then on your exhale, use that to reroute your hips back down into the floor, into your prop, so that you have these two dynamic actions happening. You have grounding action, really sinking down, and then you have a drawing up action. I'm going to do this just for two more breaths. And you can open your eyes and then help your knees to bend. You can reach to the outsides of your legs to help them come up. And then we'll do some arch and hollow. Take your hands to the fronts of your knees. Now, in our arch and hollow, I want you to think like if you had a pulley and you wanted to try to bring your elbows all the way back behind your body, that's what you're going to do when you breathe in. And so as you're doing that, when you breathe in, you want to pull the rib cage forward and the elbows back, yes? So you can either hold on to the fronts of your knees or your thighs to kind of get that motion, but you want that to be the action of your inhale. And then your exhalation is the rounding of your spine, making sure you're trying to round your whole spine, not just the upper back, but everything rounding. So here we go. Get ready, big breath in, draw the elbows back, draw the ribs forward, arch, and then exhale, round it out. And again, inhale, elbows try to draw back, ribs draw forward, and exhale, round it out. Even let the pelvis round, and inhale, everything is arching. And exhale, everything is rounding. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. Good. Inhale, bring yourself all the way up. And then we're going to come back to laying. So if you're on your block, go ahead and get yourself off of your block. Just set it off to the side. We'll use it in a little bit. You can move any other props that you have out of the way. And we're going to roll down for the count of 10. So take a big breath in. You can start out holding your knees or the backs of your thighs. And then exhale out for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Once your head is on the ground, take a moment to wiggle out your head. Adjust so that your shoulders and your head feel relaxed and on the floor, and then come into constructive rest pose. So letting the feet be out wider than the hips, letting the knees fall in towards one another. Use this moment to wiggle out your hands as well, wiggle out your fingers, your wrists. And if you need to do any stretch, like if you want to take your arms up overhead and give yourself a nice stretch with your arms overhead, you can. Very good. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhalation. One more breath in. Letting that go. Working on a little bit of our low belly and pelvic floor work. So you can take your hands to your low belly if you'd like to, so you can feel that part of it. On your inhale, you're letting your belly expand and open. On your exhale, you're drawing your low belly in, and then think of the bottom of the pelvis, the pelvic floor, drawing up. So inhale, everything expands like you're a balloon. And then on the exhale, it's pulling up and in, just the same way your diaphragm pulls up and in when you breathe out. Do that 5 more times. Inhale is expansive. And exhale, slowly drawing it up and in. You can also use the breath structure that we did at the beginning of our practice. So your inhale can be a nice and relaxed throat. And then your exhale, there can be that constriction as you're pulling everything into the center of your body, releasing the air out. Now invite your next breath, your inhale, to be an Ujjayi breath. So you're really constricting as you bring all the air in. And same thing as the beginning of practice. Once you get that breath completely filled up, tuck your chin a little bit and hold until you're slightly uncomfortable, but still comfortable. When you feel like you've had enough, lift the chin and breathe out. Return to some normal breaths where you're not trying to do anything. And if you need to sigh, if you need to move your jaw around, you can. If you need to rock your head from side to side, move your neck. We're going to work on some bridge poses now, so toe healing the feet so that they're hip distance apart and the heels are as close to the pelvis as feels comfortable for you. And we're going to do very small bridge poses working on that same breath structure. So on your inhale, you want to have the throat really nice and open. On your exhale, use your Ujjayi breath to start to breathe out. Draw your low belly in, draw the pelvic floor in, and then press the hips a little bit away from the floor. And they only need to float a couple of inches away from the floor. Then inhale, open up through the throat. And exhale, Ujjayi breath out as you slowly lower the spine all the way back down. And now inhale, Ujjayi inhale. Fill yourself up and hold it for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Lift the chin, breathe out. Take a normal breath. On your exhale, constrict your throat. Start to press the pelvis up, floating it away from the floor as you breathe out, letting the hip float. Inhale, make sure the throat is soft and open as the hips are floating. And then exhale, constrict your throat as you slowly release your spine all the way back down. Once your spine is on the ground, Ujjayi inhale, constrict your throat. You can tuck your chin a little bit as you breathe in. Fill yourself up. Hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Lift your chin. Let it out. Normal breath. Bridge pose again. Press it up. Constrict the throat as you slowly press up. Go as slow as the breath. Let the throat be open as you inhale. Ujjayi breath. Constrict the throat. Slowly breathe out as you lower your spine all the way down. Inhale is Ujjayi inhale. Constrict the throat as you breathe in slowly. Holding for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Lift the chin, breathe out. Good. Walk the feet out so that they're a little bit wider than the hips and start windshield wipering the legs. Release any tension that you have in your low back. And then gently bringing your knees back to center, toe heel your feet so that they're hip distance apart. And then we're going to do an eagle leg spinal twist. So to start, just take your right leg up and point and flex it a couple of times so that you kind of feel a stretch through the back of your calf, maybe through your hamstring. Do some little ankle circles. And then I want you to bring your leg diagonally across your body and then cross at your thighs as much as you can. And the higher up you can cross with your thighs, the better here. Now, depending on your flexibility and your particular anatomy, you may be able to lift up your left leg and tuck your right foot behind it, and you may not. So you can kind of play around and see, if I lift up my left leg, can I kind of try to scooch my foot behind my calf? And if it doesn't happen, don't worry about it. So now from here, we're going to move the hips a little bit to the right. So take your arms out to the side. Lift your hips up a little bit and shift them to the right. On your exhale, you're going to let your spine twist and let the inside of your right foot touch the floor and the outside of your left foot touch the floor. Yeah, so you're twisting to your left. Yep. You're going to twist on your exhale. So it'll be the other way. Here, so just this way. And then you're just letting yourself breathe. So when you have eagle legs, you're compressing the lymph nodes in your inner thighs, so you're wringing out that lymphatic system there. Helps bring some vitality to the pelvis, making sure that the lymph structure in the pelvis can help combat any things that get out of balance in that part of the body. Good. And you want to think of squeezing the inner thighs together just a little bit. Good. And then lastly, every time you breathe out, you can work on your spinal twist a little bit more. Another breath in. Letting that go. Once all the breath is out of the body, tighten your low belly strongly and then bring yourself back to center. Draw the knees in towards the chest a little bit. Good. And you can give yourself a little squeeze with your legs still in eagle pose, or if you need to unwind them because it feels uncomfortable, you can always unwind them. But just giving yourself a little squeeze in whatever way feels good for you. Then opening your legs out wide into a straddle. So unwind your legs, stretch them up and out. And if you touch your neighbor's toes, you can kind of say hello with your feet. Good. And then little rocks from side to side. So see if you can rock your pelvis. And you can do it just with your hips and your spine, or you can use your hands to help rock a little bit if you need to, too. And it's okay if you touch your neighbor. You can say hello. Good. Good job. Very nice. I like it. Very good. And then slowly with your hands on the outsides of your legs, bring your legs all the way to close with the legs straight. And then let your knees come into your chest again and give yourself a little bit of a squeeze. And you can rock your hips from side to side, massage out your back. Very good. And then let your knees come down so the soles of the feet come to the ground. We'll do our second side. So taking your left leg up towards the ceiling, and try to get the leg as close to the chest as it'll go for you. You can take your hands around the back of your leg if you need to. And point and flex your foot a couple of times. See how your calf and ankle is doing, the back of the thigh. Do some little ankle circles. And then finding your eagle leg. So you're reaching your leg across. You're trying to cross across your thighs as much as you can. And then bending your knee. And then you may be able to lift your right foot and hook your left foot behind your left calf. And if that doesn't happen, don't worry about it. It's just an option. And now taking your arms out to the side, lift your hips a little bit, move them off to the left. Take a big inhale. And then on your exhale, start to twist to the right until your feet are touching in whatever way feels supportive for you. Very good. And so same thing here. There's a gentle little bit of a squeeze of the inner thighs. You're squeezing the inner part of the groin there. Using a big breath to find expansion. Using your exhale to wring out your spine a little bit more. Can it twist a little bit further? Just keep working with the breath in that way. Your inhales let you feel expansive. Your exhales are like you're wringing out a towel. You're really wringing it out. Even your feet are wringing out. Your knees are wringing out. Everything is wringing itself out. You can think of this wringing out as your opportunity. It's like you did. You were washing in the kitchen and you had to rinse out the water out of the towel, and you're trying to get all that last little bit of dirty water out. Like, I don't need this dirty water in my body anymore. Letting it go. Good. One more inhale. And exhale, wring yourself out. And at the end of that exhale, squeeze the low belly down and in. And then slowly bring yourself back to center, bringing your knees into your chest. And you can unwind your knees if you need to, or keep them the way that they are and give yourself a little bit of a squeeze. Holding onto your knees, squeezing it in. Good. Inhale. Maybe a little bit more of a squeeze. And then stretching the legs up and unwinding them, opening it out wide, finding your straddle, and then do your little rocks again. See if you can say hello with your toes to your neighbor. Can you find a little rock? Try to touch your neighbor on each side at least one time. Yep, there you go. Good. Nice. And then slowly bring that to stillness. Take your hands on the outsides of your thighs and help your legs to close, but they're still straight. So now it's like you're in staff pose, or you're trying to be in staff pose, but you're on your back. So can your legs get as straight as they will go, trying to create as much of that 90-degree angle as you can? Yeah, if you need to hold on to the legs to help, you can. That's just fine. Taking a big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. One last breath in. Letting that go. Bend into your knees. We're going to come into happy baby pose now. So if you need to adjust anything on your back, you can. Otherwise, just let your knees open so that they're on either side of the rib cage, taking the soles of the feet up towards the ceiling. And then you're grabbing on as high up toward your feet as you can, either to your ankles or maybe to the balls of the feet, the outside edges of the feet. You decide where you want to hold. If you need to do a little bit of rocking, you're welcome to do that. If you're wanting to go a little bit deeper into this pose, if you think of arching your upper back, so like you want to push your heart up towards the ceiling, that'll draw your arm bones and your shoulders down. And so that will automatically bring you into a deeper space in the pose. Good. Taking one more inhale here. Letting that go. Gently release your hands from your feet. And then bending into the knees, take the feet down to the floor. Good. Once the feet are down on the floor, go ahead and extend your right leg all the way to straight. And then reach your right arm up towards the ceiling. And you're going to roll onto your right side. So you're going to roll onto your right side. Good. Once you're on your right side, you're going to start swinging your left leg forward and back. So your head can rest on your arm, or it can rest on the floor. Or if you need to grab a block and put it underneath your head, you can. And then you're going to gently swing the leg forward and back. Just kind of saying hello to the hip flexors. As you reach it back, you can find a little arch in your back. Your bottom leg is not super important. It can be all the way straight, or it can be soft if you need to. You're just working on the swing of the leg. And on your next exhale, you're going to let the leg come back behind you and try to touch your left toes back behind you. And just let yourself hold there. Just see how it feels. And if you want to deepen this a little bit more, you can try to reach your foot further back. You can also put your hand on your hip and sort of feel what your left hip is doing and try to tuck your left hip bone under. And that'll make it a pretty strong hip flexor and quad stretch by tucking that hip under. One more breath in. Breathe it out and slowly let your knee come towards your chest. And now let your knee come forward, and if I show from this other side, letting the knee come forward, and then I'm going to roll the chest open, opposite of the knee. Yep. So you're going to try to keep your knee on the floor as much as it'll go. So now you're in a spinal twist. Good. So that might mean that your shoulder is not touching the floor, and that's okay. So you can use your arm now to really open up between your bicep and your pec muscles. You can move the arm around in space a little bit behind you. See where that ability to stretch is. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Roll yourself back to the right with your upper body. Squeeze your knee into your chest a little bit with your left arm. And then roll yourself all the way back onto your back. And then we'll switch sides. So you can extend your left leg out to straight. Good. And then have your left arm up towards your head so it's easy to roll. And then roll yourself onto your side. Once you're rolled onto your side, you can adjust a block or anything you need to make it comfortable for your head and your shoulder. And then starting the swing of your top leg, your right leg, swinging it forward, stretching it back. Good. Really working on that reach back space. How much can you reach it back and open up through the front of the hip, and then let it come back forward to release, and then reaching it back. Good, one more big inhale. And then on your exhale, keeping it back behind you, see if you can touch part of your foot down to the floor. And if you already feel a pretty deep stretch, you can stay where you are. If you want to make it deeper, you could see if you can snug that foot back even a little bit more, kind of reach it back further. Good, and then take your right hand on your hip. And just feel your hip and see if you can tuck your right sit bone under a little bit. And it should feel pretty strong of a stretch. So you can decide how deep you want to make it feel for you. Good. Breathing. Opening up through that hip. Good. I'm going to move your leg a little bit for you, Margaret. See if you can take it more this way, and then let your spine roll this way. Yeah, so that the leg goes back more. Yes, like that. Yeah, there you go. And give yourself another big breath in. And see if you can tuck under a little bit as you breathe out. And then draw your knee in towards your chest. Give a little bit of a squeeze. And then letting your right leg rest on the floor so you can roll yourself a little bit more so that your knee, right knee and leg can get to the floor, and then start to spiral open the spine so the chest tries to point more towards the ceiling. And then you're reaching your right arm back behind you. So your shoulder probably won't touch the floor unless you're super, super twisty, which who knows, maybe you are now after all the twists we've been doing. And then you move your arm around in space, kind of see, I'm sure there's a spot for each of you where you kind of feel that stretch, that opening through that whole arm space. And it might be, for a lot of people, it's up a little bit at a diagonal, might be where that spot is, but it could be different for you. So you can kind of play around as to where that is. Good. Big inhale. And then on your exhale, let yourself roll all the way back onto your side for a moment. You can draw your knee in towards your chest, give yourself a little squeeze, and then roll back onto your back. Good. And now take a moment to let your body rest in a way that feels comfortable for you. We have about 5 more minutes to explore some asana poses. So I'm going to give you a couple of options for you to choose from. First option would be to use your block to go into a back bend. So if that interests you, you can go ahead and try that one. Second option is to use your block to go into a supported bridge pose. So having it underneath the pelvis, and you can decide what level you want to have that block on, how high you want your hips to be. Same thing if you're doing a upper back arch. You can choose the level that you want the block to be at, to how much arch you want it to have. Okay. Third option is to not use the block at all and just work on some broken pigeon poses. So taking one leg and crossing it across the knee, pulling the knee in, give a little squeeze. So you can sort of see what's going to be right for you. Thank you. about 2.5 minutes in already. So you can stay where you are if you want for the next 2.5 minutes, or you can switch and do a different pose. And if anything comes to you that I didn't mention that you would like to do, you're always welcome to do what your body feels it needs to do in this moment. About 1.5 minutes left, so you can choose to put yourself into a deeper version of the pose that you're in. You can stay where you are. You can switch to a different pose. Whatever your decision may be, see if you can bring your awareness back to your breath. Taking your final inhale and exhalation where you are, letting yourself feel the shape for this last moment, and then slowly transitioning yourself out, being very gentle with your spine. Can start to release into your final relaxation pose. And we have a good 5 minutes, so you can really take your time to settle yourself into the shape that you want to be in. The next 30 seconds or so, or next 5 breaths, to do any wiggling you need to do in your body, any last little minute stretching that you need, anything to really get yourself into the space where you can let your body restore itself now. And to draw ourselves deeper into Shavasana, we're going to return to the breath practice that we did at the very beginning. So you're going to do 6 breaths where your inhale, the throat is very open. On your exhale, you find constriction in the throat. And then on your 7th inhalation, you constrict the throat, so you have a really long inhale. You hold at the top of that inhale until you have that mild discomfort. And then you let all the breath out and take a couple of breaths in between. And I'd like you to do that 3 times, that whole sequence. Completely guided by you now. I'm just holding space for you. you're still working on one of your cycles, start to let yourself finish up. And if you have finished your cycles, then just allow the breath to be normal. Breaths. You can let them be big if you need to. Just you're inviting your body to breathe in whatever way it needs to release any last little bit from all of the wonderful wringing out you have done in your body, the deep stretching. Your fingers and your toes. Start to find some stretches in the arms and the legs. However you need to stretch. Do you need to move your shoulders? Do you need to move your head? Your arms? Do you need to point your toes or flex your feet or move the legs and the hip sockets? Your way slowly onto your side and then eventually up to seated. Really take your time. Give yourself permission to be really lazy in this last moment of your practice. You've done a lot of hard work. We didn't even stand and you did a lot of hard work in the body. A lot of releasing work. Focused a lot on our breath today and using it to really cleanse ourselves. So just giving that breath, let that breath be a gift to you for a couple more moments. If you need to sigh, you can sigh. Letting your mind be so sensitive to everything you're feeling in your body right now. Do you feel tingling anywhere in your body? Where does it feel heavy? Where does it feel floaty? Just letting yourself really experience what it means to exist in your body right now. And then go ahead and, with your eyes still closed, decide how you want to use your hands to honor yourself. So you could bring your hands to heart center. You could take one hand to your heart, one hand to your belly. You could take your hands to your low back. You could just hold them in a little circle in your lap. So just anything that really makes you feel like you're almost like you could give yourself a hug and really honor yourself. Take a really big breath in. Do a little bow forward with your head like you have a mirror in front of you and you're bowing to yourself in that mirror. And then slowly let yourself sit up nice and tall. Let your hands float down and relax. You can gently start to open your eyes. so much for joining me today. Have a beautiful rest of your day. I will miss you.